deceptions. Welcome to the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right, let's continue with Trump Live here, speaking to the Fraternal Order of Police in New York City.
All around them, Kamala Harris and the radical liberals force anarchy on the American people while they live in safety, in many cases behind walls. You know that? Nancy Pelosi has a big wall wrapped around her house. Of course, it didn't help too much with the problem she had, did it? But she had a big wall wrapped around her house. But then she says, we don't want to, you have no idea what it was to get the wall done. Kamala Harris opposed me, Nancy Pelosi, everybody, the Democrats largely, not all of them, but they largely opposed it, but we got it built. I actually took it out of the military. I considered it an invasion because dealing with Congress is so crazy. I said, okay, ready? We're going to take $10 billion out of the military budget. You're going to buy about 3 less Army tanks. And we're going to build a wall because this is an invasion of our country. As soon as I said that, everybody said, you're right. And we did. We built over 571 miles of wall.
The real problems this country faces are not in the Middle East. They're not in Russia or Ukraine. They're right at our southern border. And so it should start with the military spending with the wall, and then it should probably just be our military in general at the southern border.
On my right. I said, I'm so proud of that shot. Now I love it more than almost anything in the world. I love it more than I even love the police. Can you believe it? No, I pull down a chart. I always look to my left, always, and I seldom use it. I use it maybe 20% of the time for speeches, but it's always on my left. It's always at the end of the speech. And this time at the beginning of the speech, I said, pull down that chart. And if I didn't turn, I wouldn't be speaking with you today. So I love that chart. That chart is beautiful. I love that chart. I pulled it down. I said, boy, that is one beautiful. That's one beautiful, the yellow and the blue and the red, right? Anyway, but what that chart showed and shows is the numbers. You see, it went way down to almost nothing. And that was my final week in office. And then it went like a rocket ship right through the sky. We've never had anything like it. No country's ever had anything like it. Wealthy liberals destroy cities with defund the police. And there's still that movement that you just can't shake it. And sanctuary for illegals while they move further into gated compounds. They set loose violent repeat offenders with no bail while Marxist prosecutors harass and threaten police officers who protect the hardworking citizens. They don't want you to protect the people. It's hard to believe, actually. You know, sometimes you say these
this is in North Carolina. I apologize. I was saying New York. So, okay, North Carolina. Thank you, crew, for correcting me there. He's in North Carolina.
Anybody say we don't want to have a border? Why would anybody say the whole world can empty out into our country, even though it's not sustainable? Why would anybody say something sort of simple like, we want men to play in women's sports? Why do they want to say we want men to play in women's sports? Why was that? Did you see the Olympics where they had two fighters, two transitioned fighters? They transitioned. This is the proper way of saying it. I say that just in case I don't want to get myself in trouble with the media, the fake news. And they had two fighters, and you see the one young lady, beautiful young lady, and she was a fighter from Italy, and she fought a transitioned person who gave her just, boom, a left jab. Now, jab, for those that don't know fight, that's just sort of, you know, keep it going before you give it. Boom, she backed up, whoa. Then he did another jab, and she quit. She said, I've never been hit like that in my life, right? She quit. Anyway, he went on to win the gold medal easily. And the other one went on to win the gold medal easily. But you have to see the weightlifting stats, where an eighth of an ounce is added on. And
what
for 18 years, they had a record.
First generation feminists have to say about where we're at now, where men can be women and men can compete in women's sports. I'm just curious. I'm just curious where the first wave feminists would stand on these modern day phenomenons.
We certainly don't claim to be doctors, but InfoWarsMD can prescribe a wide variety of supplement formulas to help you stay healthy in an ever-growing toxic world. These individually tailored combinations of vitamins, minerals, and natural ingredients address a broad spectrum of bodily functions, and each offers a unique boost to your well-being. Take, for instance, the synthesis of amino acids found in Nitric Boost, designed to promote circulation and muscular performance, or the microorganisms contained in our probiotic formula meant to help with digestion by introducing healthy bacteria to your system. Then there's Good Night Sleep and its proprietary sleep formula that can restore a healthy sleep cycle to your daily routine. So ask your doctor or just take our word for it and check out the InfoWarsMD products found exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com.
Defending the truth on the front lines of the information war, it's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right, Trump Speaking Live, his second live event of the day. I don't know if Kamala Harris will have a single one. Nobody really knows. She might not even know. She might be wearing headphones, so she can't be disrupted. Meanwhile, here's some of Biden. We might go back to Trump. Here's some of Biden. First, here's Biden. Listen to what he admits. Stunning revelation here. Of course, we all knew this, but now he admits it. What was the Inflation Reduction Act really about? But he doesn't just admit it. He then says, yeah, we lied about what it was called, too. Unbelievable. Clip five.
My investments, that through my investments, the most significant climate change law ever. And by the way, it is a $369 billion bill. It's called the, we should have named it what it was. But at any rate.
Okay, so he can barely even talk. $369 spending bill. They lied and called it the Inflation Reduction Act. And then he admits, yeah, we lied about the name. It was really just about investing in alternative energy. So look, I explain this all the time, but he said it, and so we might as well briefly explain this. It's a giant boondoggle. It's a giant Ponzi scheme. Just like they spent $7.8 billion, I believe that's the number, and they built, I think it was in that bill, and they built, what was it, guys? 9 electric charging vehicle stations? I think it was 9? Maybe 7? It was less than 10. It was single digits. For north of $7 billion, they built south of 10 electric charging stations. You can go, some of these places in Austin, Texas, you know, it's a little hip, little liberal. $7.5 billion in federal funds yield only 8 EV charging stations. And I believe that was part of the Inflation Reduction Act, fake lie name bill. There's places in Austin, like there's public parks or like community colleges, and there'll be 6 charging stations right there. Do you think those cost $7 billion to build? See, it's a giant boondoggle. So they get their friends, all these Democrat liberal thieves. By the way, studies have shown Democrats are like 100 times more likely to steal than a Republican. So they go out, they find their liberal Democrat friends, and they say, hey, you should invest in a green new energy company. Hey. Or you should invest in an electric vehicle charging station company. Oh, okay. Well, why? Well, because you see, I'll give you billions of dollars. and you can pocket as much as you want. Yeah, you build an electric station, you know, here or there, whatever. And you pocket the billions of dollars, and then I'll buy stock in your company. And I'll buy it at the lowest rate when you go public. And then when I give you that billions of dollars in government money, the stock prices will skyrocket, and then I'll make millions of dollars. That's how the Democrat Green New Energy scam really works. And so they're all in on it. You want to know? So Biden admits they lied about the name. Oh, the Inflation Reduction Act, which they probably lied about the name because the inflation was so out of control that they just wanted to have something out there for headlines. And, you know, they kind of do this thing now where they understand most people get their news. It's not from a newspaper scrolling through headlines anymore. Or it's not even necessarily people just going being directed towards websites. They might open up their internet browser and it'll take them to a website. Most people get their news from a search engine. It's all about search engine optimization. So they play these games now. So yeah, the Democrats do these things where they'll say, oh, Black Lives Matter has nothing to do with Black Lives Matter. Again, just money laundering. You can go on and on. So now you go search, oh, inflation Democrats, inflation Biden, inflation Harris, and it's Inflation Reduction Act, Inflation Reduction Act, Inflation Reduction Act, and then that's the headlines. And then they rig the algorithm at Google so you don't see the headlines, inflation up 20% under Biden, inflation up 15% in 1 month, inflation skyrockets record levels under Biden. Instead, you search Google for inflation, and it's Biden signs Inflation Reduction Act. Harris agrees on Inflation Reduction Act. And so that's how Google lies and cheats for the Democrats. And that's why they lie about the Inflation Reduction Act. And then Biden comes out and he's gone. His mind is gone. Alzheimer's, whatever it is. And he just says, oh, we lied about the name. It's not really about inflation. It was all about green new energy. So all the Democrats invest and buy stock in the green new energy companies. And then Biden gives $369 billion to all these companies. And so their friends make money. They only have to make 7 electric vehicle stations and a windmill. And then all their stock goes up 500%. And Nancy Pelosi becomes a centi millionaire. That's how green new energy Democrat politics work. Right there. And Biden admits it. And Biden admits it. Right there on, I guess it's not the campaign trail. It's a White House event. But there he is. Now, this is Biden today. This guy's gone. Folks, this guy is gone. So I don't know who's really running the country. I don't know who's really running the White House. It's obviously not Kamala Harris. The media won't check on it. Listen to what Biden does today. Now, first he tells the debunked lie. Then he's about to tell a second debunked lie and realizes his brain kind of clicks on for a second and realizes, oh, wait, everybody knows that's a lie. And so he kind of corrects course and then just kind of goes awkwardly silent. So this was Biden today. Go ahead.
But my predecessor doesn't get it. He refused to visit an American cemetery in France that I was just near because, according to his own chief of staff, a 4-star Marine general, Trump said those servicemen buried there are suckers and losers. My son died because of a year in Iraq. Nope. I'm just happy. I mean this in front of my heart. I'm glad I wasn't there. I think I would have done something. No, I think you would have too. They're heroes. He's the sucker. He's the loser. The way he talks.
Okay, so suckers and losers never happened. There were a dozen people in the room when this supposed comment was made, and all but the one liar that put it in a book, if he even put it there, who knows? There, you know, most of these books are ghostwritten. They say, hey, just turn on Trump. We'll put your name on a book. We'll have a ghostwriter write it. You don't have to do anything except take a check. But we got to put some anti-Trump stuff in there. And most of them just take the check. So, okay, who knows? Who knows who even writes the book? They put that suckers and losers comment in it. All the other people in the Oval Office that day are asked, and they say, Trump never said that. Didn't happen. Total lie. Everybody on Trump's team, he's followed around all the time. They said, nope, never said it. Complete lie. Completely debunked. And then Biden comes out and says it on the campaign trail, and they cheer. Or a White House speaking event, and they cheer. But then, okay, but then did you see the second part? And my son, Bo! And he starts screaming. And then realizes, oh, wait, everybody knows this one's a lie, too. Play that again. This is an incredible moment. Play that again.
But my predecessor doesn't get it. He refused to visit an American cemetery in France that I was just near.
That he was just near? What is he talking about?
Chief of staff, a 4-star Marine general, Trump said those servicemen buried there are suckers and losers.
Never happened. But here, now this is crazy. Watch this.
My son died because of...
What?
You're in Iraq.
All right, that's good. So he starts screaming as if somehow Trump called his son a sucker and loser. But then he realizes, okay, I've said this lie about my son dying in Iraq so many times, everybody knows it's a lie. Everyone knows it's a lie. You understand? Even the left-wing fact-checkers admit suckers and losers is a lie. Even the left-wing fact-checkers admit his son never died in Iraq, but he said it multiple times. So he's about to tell you the lie that his son died in Iraq, and then he has to, wait, everybody knows that's a lie. So he stops for a second, but he says, my son Bo died because of Iraq, because of a year in Iraq. Now look, Bo might have been the most upstanding member of society in the Biden family. He might have been maybe the most ethical of the Biden family. He was in Iraq as a lawyer. So I'm not even commenting on what he was or wasn't doing in Iraq. He didn't die in Iraq. And he didn't die because of any combat or the war in Iraq. But see, Biden's told this lie so many times. And oh, he's about to tell it again. And oh, he corrects himself and just kind of murmurs off. So that's the status of Joe Biden right now. He's gone. He's gone. Now, Kamala Harris is not the success story that they claim she is. And this was a year ago. This was a year ago. Forbes headline, the case against Kamala Harris as Biden's potential replacement. Here's New York Magazine. The case for Biden to drop Kamala Harris. So they were writing these stories a year ago. Kamala Harris has the lowest approval and popularity rating of any vice president of all time in American history. By far. She's in the 20s. So they're all sitting here a year ago, the Democrats, as you're getting ready for the campaign and the election cycle. And they're all sitting here thinking about how to win. And at the time it was Biden, you know, the smartest guy of all time, most votes of all time. And so they're all thinking, okay, what's the best path for Biden to win? He's got to get rid of Kamala. That was the talking point a year ago, is that Kamala is such a disaster, they have to get rid of her. Remember, we played the clip of AOC yesterday where she admitted that the Democrats don't want Kamala either. So this whole thing is a complete disaster. Nobody likes Kamala. And anywhere you go, people understand, hey, you know, they cannot avoid getting the blame for the illegal immigrant situation and the flat-out invasion and the theft of your money that's going on in a lot of the Democrat cities. This is in New York. A guy hits the streets and asks New Yorkers about the illegal immigrant crisis. Everybody knows it's Biden-Harris. And so this is what it sounded like, clip 10.
And how do you feel about the current migration crisis here in New York specifically?
In New York, because I'm from New York, the current vibrations is that we are putting too much money into illegal aliens. coming in here, all right? Too much money while we have the mentally ill that's here, the veterans that are here, and there's no type of programs that's good for them. Now they just allocated $5 billion.
And you're a New York taxpayer.
I'm a New York City taxpayer.
How do you feel about that?
I don't, we're getting taxed as Americans everywhere you looked at, mm-hmm. all right? But I don't feel that we should be going towards that. Then with the laws that they implement, you can't even deport them back no more. So they flooded all these immigrants in here. You can't send them back. They're ripping and they're robbing, stealing. You know, they trying to survive, but the ripping I don't like. The way I feel, you know, you have to come in the right way, like every other. And what they're doing is basically, to me, it's a sham. It's shamming all of New York taxpayers. They shamming everything.
The current migration crisis, well, it's suffocating the regular residents that's here. They're suffocating us.
How so?
Especially with the services. We need services, mothers, fathers. Yeah. There's a lot of homelessness going on.
Yeah.
Who knows how many of these people were evaluated? We got a lot of mental health going on out here. You know, everybody here is like a couple of paychecks away from being homeless, and all the homeless shelters are crowded. And they're causing ruckus. They just beat up cops.
How do you feel today? It was just announced that over $5 billion the last 2 years from New York taxpayers was gone for the homeless.
We were here.
Not homeless. I mean, the migration.
We thought it was a joke until we realized, I heard they got a green card. They got a debit card and everything. Like, we didn't get none of that. The regular residents that live here needs that. We didn't get any of that. As a New Yorker, it makes you angry, but then you still have to push on. Life goes on. You still have to do what you have to do because New York moves so fast. So you still have to go to work and just bend your grit your teeth and bear it.
Work for the military industrial complex. Work for the criminal illegal aliens.
What are your thoughts on the current situation?
Honestly, I think it's interesting because I pay a lot of money to be in this city. I'm barely holding afloat, to be honest, with my waitressing job, and the money is giving the city to the hotel, they're housing a bunch of illegal immigrants, so.
Yeah, so it seems like you're very frustrated, I'd sense.
I'm annoyed, to be honest.
Yeah. Dang, and how long have you been here in New York?
2 years.
Dang, and it's just becoming impossible to live
here. Imagine
if
people made this connection. Imagine if people had this understanding. You pay, when it's all said and done, probably close to 30, depending on where you live. If you're in New York, probably 40% of the money that you make goes towards taxes. And then those taxes go for foreign wars, the military-industrial complex, and illegal immigrants. And as she said, hey, you know, I'm working and struggling in New York. It's tough. Yeah, you probably pay 40% in taxes, and it's going to illegal immigrants and wars. Imagine if they made that connection and understood, well, gee, I should probably really think about who I'm voting for and not vote off of identity politics. And then all Americans should be unified to lower taxes and stop foreign wars. But see, you got to have that basic understanding. And really, it's an insult. It's an insult to everyday Americans that you have to pay for this invasion and you have to pay for foreign wars. What could $200 billion for Ukraine do for infrastructure? You ever been to New York City? It smells like trash because they don't even have proper trash receptacles, so they pile trash out on the streets. You ever been to New York City? Scaffolding on every block because I guess they just can't finish construction or I don't know what that is. Just scaffolding everywhere. Imagine what $200 billion for Ukraine. Imagine what that could do for our country. $2 trillion spent in the Middle East. Imagine what that could do for our country. These connections must be made and you got to vote accordingly. That's why we support Donald Trump because he wasn't a part of any of this. He tries to stop it all. And then the media lies and they say, vote Kamala. She's not white. But she's destroying your country that you can't stand. But you got to have the basic political IQ. You got to have the connections. You got to make the understanding. And that's what InfoWars is all about. So that's why they try to shut us down, and that's why they're so pissed off that Elon Musk purchased X and returned free speech to X so people can see videos like that and not be censored and post videos like that and not be censored. All right, but guarantee to you, if Kamala gets into office, they're going to shut down X. They're going to shut down Rumble. They'll shut down Gab. They'll arrest all the creators. Guaranteed. And the situation now at Telegram is not very good, by the way, but I'll have an update on that coming up. Trump is still speaking. This is amazing. Trump speaking live. Two events today. Speaks live for hours. Anybody seen Kamala? I don't know. Let's go back to Donald Trump live.
Jocelyn Nungari in Texas was tied up, assaulted, and strangled to death by migrant criminals from Venezuela that Bortazar Harris released into our country in February, an illegal alien shot three D.C. police officers right through a door. In June, an illegal alien shot two NYPD officers, one in the chest, one in the leg. Many have died. Many, many have died. You could go over these stats all day long. Death. In July, another illegal alien reportedly shot a San Antonio police officer with a rifle and shot him in a bad place. Only days ago, a migrant from Haiti who Kamala flew into our country very specially was arrested in Massachusetts for molesting a 10-year-old boy. Last month, another Haitian migrant was arrested in the same state for raping a 15-year-old girl. They're raping and they're killing people at levels that we've never seen. And you've seen what's going on in Colorado and you see what's gone in Chicago. As we speak, heavily armed Venezuelan gangs have taken over entire apartment buildings and apartment complexes in Aurora, Colorado, terrorizing the residents. They're taking over. In the old days, you had to pay to buy that building. They just take it over. Oh, the people are living in such fear. They've left. Under Bortazar Harris, we are being conquered. We're being actually conquered, if you think of it from within. But as soon as I'm back in the White House, the conquest will end and the great liberation of America will begin. And you're going to be the ones leading the pack. We will take back every single square inch of American territory, and that's been invaded by these migrant gangs. It's been taken over. I mean, real estate patches have been taken over, and this is just the beginning. You haven't seen anything yet because they're just getting, they're just sort of assimilating. And how about what they're doing to our schools? They're going into schools. They're beating the hell out of our other pupils. We're giving them chairs, and we're telling people that have been there, families that have had their children in that school, you can't go to that school anymore. We will dispatch ICE and the elite teams of federal law enforcement to clear out the gangs from Aurora and every other American city that's being torn up and victimized. And we'll get MS-13 and other vicious gangs out of our schools, out of our high schools, your communities, and out of our country. We're going to get them out of our country fast. You know, when I first came in, MS-13 was all over the place. We had so much. And I said, take them back to their country, Honduras, Guatemala. Take them back, El Salvador. And a general told me, sir, we can't take them back. Why? They won't accept them. When the plane is ready to land, they have major aircraft landed all over the runway. So you can't land the plane, the bus.
I'd love to see Kamala Harris do an hour of events once. An hour of live events. Trump did more than an hour earlier today addressing the legal situation. He's been speaking for the police, in front of the police for over an hour. Let's just see Kamala do 1 hour. Just one. Can she do it?
COVID vax causes more heart damage than COVID virus and brain, blood, immune cancer, reproductive study. I mean, there's so many of these studies. What do you make of that?
This finally settled the question, Alex. The COVID vaccine causes myocarditis in young people, not the infection. It's a government false narrative. It's been propagated through the American College of Cardiology and other agencies that the infection causes myocarditis. It doesn't.
Looking at this, then, we see these headlines constantly. When you follow the article, there's no link, there's no proof. It just says COVID's a greater risk of heart problems than the shot, and then they just lie.
It's essentially a giant medical lie perpetrated by the American College of Cardiology, the CDC, the NIH, This is a false narrative. No confirmed cases by adjudication or autopsy. Right. No hospitalizations and deaths. But the vaccine, I'm a cardiologist, Alex. I am knee deep in people with vaccine myocarditis causing heart failure. The vaccines do cause heart arrhythmias in some. It's inflammation in the heart, atrial fibrillation, sometimes ventricular arrhythmias.
COVID shots can enlarge and weaken the heart. Another study.
Heart failure can be an outcome of subclinical myocarditis. It's very important for people to realize they may not feel chest pain initially, but then they have the onset of effort intolerance, a pulmonary edema, congestion, and leg swelling. I have cases from Austin, Alex, referred up to my office. It's vaccine myocarditis and heart failure. They need treatment for this. The go-to is McCullough Protocol based spike protein detoxification with supplements available through OnlineHealthNow.com.
OnlineHealthNow.com.
We have ample data now suggesting every cancer is increasing worldwide in virtually every organ system, and it's related to COVID-19 vaccines.
Now, I'm glad, Dr. McCullough, that you brought up how to detox, either whether you got COVID in the wild, which you know is a lot less from the studies, bad as taking the shots, but if you want to detox from it, you're one of the top research doctors out there, one of the, if not the most published. You have actually developed something, come up with something available at OnlineHealthNow.com that you're saying is the go-to here. Spend a few minutes telling us about that anti-spike protein protocol.
It's the base of what we do now in long COVID and vaccine injury syndromes. It's caused because of accumulation of the spike protein from the infection, and in a massive doses from the vaccine, it gets stuck in the human body. We need to assist the body in clearing the spike protein. We have several years of observation, multiple peer-reviewed publications on this, very good support for doing this. It's nattokinase, which is a natural enzyme derived from the fermentation of soy. Japanese discovered it. Bromelain, a family of enzymes derived from the stems of pineapple. And then lastly, curcumin derived from turmeric and Indian spice. These are all in capsule format. We give them in combination in between meals, and we're using accelerating doses. People are doing this across the world right now, Alex.
So you build up.
And we build up. Now listen, the initial starting doses were 2,000 units twice a day of natto. We're now going to 4,000 twice a day. We do give them in addition to blood thinners, and we have found sometimes it's the only way to dissolve the blood clots. When people get large vaccine blood clots, the blood thinners just hold it steady. They don't dissolve them. We actually have to give thrombolytic enzymes. That's McCullough Protocol-based spike protein detoxification.
And people can find out all the details of that at OnlineHealthNow.com.
That's the go-to place. The wellness company provides, really the leading quality in the leading formulation. So the spike formulation has not only nattokinase, but five minor ingredients. We combine that with the curcumin and the bromelain for what we think is the ultimate spike detox trio. OnlineHealthNow.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Give me liberty
or give me death.
This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
All right, Trump is still speaking. And I want to kind of give a social media update here with a situation going on at Telegram. And this Tenet Media Lauren Chen story. Because as more information continues to pour in, more realizations, I think, are coming to the front. And there's a lot of different factions at play here. And look, I'm just here to tell you the truth and call balls and strikes. And anybody that knows my approach, it's logical consistency. If it can't be applied universally, it's not logic, it's propaganda. And so it's funny, and I'm not going to make any assumptions. But it is funny that the right wing that is very pro-Israel, Maybe they take money from Israel. Maybe they take money from the Israel lobby. I don't know. If you run for Congress, you certainly do. Like Nikki Haley, $1.5 million from the Israeli lobby. Yes, $1.5 million from the Israeli lobby to Nikki Haley. So I know that. These other influencers out there that are coming out against Lauren Chen, who is critical of Israel and their influence on our Congress and foreign policy, do they take money from Israel or you know, pro-Israel sources? I don't know. I know Nikki Haley does. And so Nikki Haley comes out as Trump is finishing up after speaking to the police in North Carolina. So Nikki Haley comes out and attacks Lauren Chen. Nikki Haley, a despicable warmonger, owned by the Israeli lobby. And it hit me. And I'll get into some of this news, but it hit me. Remember, even this one guy, Jordan Satchel, I don't really follow his work. I mean, I see his stuff pop up every once in a while. If I thought his work was worth following, I'd follow it. I've never seen anything worth following. But I'm just using this guy as an example because he's on a hidden camera talking about the Israel lobby buying conservative opinions and influence. So you wonder, hey, why are Republicans or all these conservative people talking about Israel all the time and we got to support Israel and Israel's our greatest ally? Look at the money. And then this Jordan Satchel guy attacks Lauren Chen. He's on an undercover video talking about the Israeli lobby buying conservative influence. And so, but see, then it hits me. Now, again, I'll wait and see what happens. Nobody's been charged or found guilty or innocent. There's an indictment. And so I see these clips of Lauren Chen that they're now posting, and they're like, oh, wow, look, Lauren Chen said this, see? And there's no logical consistency because first they say that Russia is trying to get Trump elected. Then they say, oh, it's Lauren Chen taking money from Russia. For the last 2 months, Lauren Chen has been critical of Trump and telling people not to vote for Trump. So, okay, well what's the logic here? So was Lauren Chen paid by Russia to hurt Donald Trump? No, I think Lauren Chen going on and saying if you're pro-life, don't vote for Donald Trump, or Lauren Chen having an opinion on Israel, or Lauren Chen having an opinion on the 19th Amendment. My guess is that's Lauren Chen speaking for herself and nobody's putting those talking points in her mouth. But see, that's when it hits me. And they share these videos of Lauren Chen talking. All these people, everything they say is bought and paid for. It's pure projection. So you could disagree with Lauren Chen. You could agree with Lauren Chen. I disagreed with her about the Trump stuff recently. I've been outspoken about that. I've explained why. But see, that's what it is. They can't believe that Lauren Chen would actually have her own opinion because they don't have their own opinions. All their opinions are bought and paid for. And so then it becomes this projection like, oh, ha ha, everything she says is bought and paid for. It's not real. No, that's you. That's you. But this is Wired Magazine covering this story. Here's what right-wing influencers actually talked about in tenant media videos allegedly financed by Russia. This is what Russia is pushing, ladies and gentlemen. This is what Russia is pushing via conservative talk shows. Free speech, stopping illegal immigration, too much diversity in video games and entertainment, racism towards white people, and Elon Musk. It's just so ridiculous. Now, look, did Lauren Chen and this group take money from a Russian who maybe the Russian wanted to support independent media? Maybe he agreed with the messengers. Maybe he wanted to have something. I don't know. I'll wait and see. What I do know is that the DOJ and the FBI are untrustworthy liars, and they're going to use Russian conspiracy hoax 2.0 to say we can't certify Trump's election. That's what this is really about. Oh, Again, just like 2016 all over again. How are people falling for this? For 8 years, they've been making this up. Do you remember? We went out to, there used to be a house here called, or used to be a restaurant bar here called the Russia House. I think they changed their name just to the house now because, you know, oh, dirty Russia. I'm dead serious. I used to actually go there. They've got like, I mean, I'm not a big vodka guy, but if you want to go try a bunch of different vodkas, they had like 200 different vodkas, a bunch of Russian vodkas, Russian food. Used to go there all the time. Really liked this, really liked the food they had there. Couldn't really get it anywhere else. And we went out because it was such a joke. Like InfoWars gets its talking points from the Kremlin. So we went out. If you've been watching InfoWars for 8 years, you remember we did a fake spoof video at Russia House. And Alex has a Russian hat on, is pretending to speak Russian and all this stuff. Like, oh yes, Putin does me. But yeah, guys, I mean, I don't know how I feel about the Second Amendment. Oh, what's that, Kremlin? Oh, yes, Second Amendment, good. Oh, okay, yes, da. Gee, guys, I don't know, free speech? Geez, I don't know what to think about that. Oh, what's that? Putin says free speech, good. Oh, yes, I will tell my audience free speech, good, Vladimir. Da, oh, see, okay. Like, what the hell is this? Putin is telling conservative, the Kremlin is telling conservative influencers that America needs strong borders. Oh my God. Oh, wow. That must, oh, it's a Kremlin talking point. Jeez. Is it a Kremlin talking point that little boys shouldn't get their peepees cut off by liberal doctors too? Is that a Kremlin talking point that we don't want liberal doctors chopping up little boys and girls? I mean, oh my gosh, who could come up with that except Russia? I would have never thought of that. I would have been so confused. What would we do, conservatives, without Russian influences? Russian paying people, the Kremlin paying conservatives to tell me that free speech is good, to tell me that the Second Amendment is good, to tell me that little boys and girls shouldn't be chopped up by liberal doctors. I mean, I could have never come up with that without Russia. Oh, thank you. This is what they want you to believe. And you have all these grifters, and you have all these holier-than-thou DC politicos, and you have all the Israeli lobby coming out and attacking them. It's just such garbage. How do people fall for this crap? It's ridiculous. And then they say, oh, look, Benny Johnson and Tim Pool, oh, they're cooperating. Taylor Hanson, they're cooperating with the FBI. Oh, my gosh. It's over. They're scared. That's not how it works. They're cooperating because they have nothing to hide. They're cooperating, and they're going to say, yeah, here's everything. Here's all my phones. Here's all my emails. Here's all my communications. Have it all. I have nothing to hide. And they did the same crap to me and Alex.
I'm asking viewers to just sit back for a moment and really think about the success InfoWars has had. And InfoWars isn't just me. It's not just the crew. It's not just our guest. It's all of you, the viewers and listeners that give us intel, that spread the word, that support the broadcast. In the 30-year history of me being on air and 27 years of InfoWars, we have changed the world. And because we researched the globalists' own documents, we knew their game plan. I didn't learn all this stuff out of some Palantir crystal ball. I did it by reading the books and publications that these creatures put out. Because they communicate with each other and are very honest about their diabolical plan for world government, depopulation, transhumanism, total robot control. And I believe in humanity. I bet on you because I was betting on myself, and I know that it's always darkest right before the dawn. And so now in 2024, so close to this election, it is more critical than ever to not just keep InfoWars on the air, but to not take the reports and the videos and the articles and the interviews and to get those out to everybody you know. I understand that's really stating the obvious, but we have to understand how urgent the moment is and really redouble our efforts. And I'm saying that myself. I'm on the air 7 days a week. I'm doing a lot of interviews. I'm doing more special reports. We're going out in the field. We are busting our ass because the future destiny of humanity is really on the line right now. Now, a critical part of InfoWars continuing on and hopefully even expanding into the future is your support. And we make it so easy. We bring you the very best products that are out there that will empower and enrich your life at very competitive, affordable prices. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Read the 5-star reviews for the great InfoWars MD line and the other great supplements as well. They really are incredible. They're the very best that the supplement industry has to offer, and they really work. That's why people love them. The fastest growing industry in the United States, other than AI, is supplements year after year for 30 years because people are seeing the incredible effects. Now, ladies and gentlemen, there are more than 15 products under the InfoWars MD line, and they're all amazing. But some of my favorites are the Nitric Boost that cleans out the blood, the cardiovascular system, and has a lot of great side effects that men will particularly notice. You need to check it out for yourself. You hear the callers talking about it all the time without me even prompting them. It is amazing. Then you've got Joint Relief Max that is a natural pain reliever. Works really, really well in a healthy way. You have Turmeric 95. 95% curcuminoid. This is where we get the turmeric for Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. They're both excellent. InfoWars MD. We've got the full spectrum CBD gummies. 25 milligrams. Great anti-inflammatory. Isn't a downer. Isn't a depressant, but makes you very relaxed and focused. It's almost like a stimulant in a weird way, but it's different. And then, of course, we've got other great products for women and men. Ageless Vitality, just high-quality collagen. All of this funds our operation. And, of course, these are 25-milligram gummies. They work great. We have 1,000-milligram tincture that is made by one of the top manufacturers in the country who sells it at retail for twice the price we sell it, then they discount it. Even at the discount, we're selling for about 50% less than the actual manufacturer does. There's not as much profit, but it's a great deal. 1,000 milligram CBD oil, InfoWars MD, that's the tincture. Then we've got all these other amazing products from InfoWars MD as well. They're excellent, and it funds the operation. So go to InfoWarsStore.com today and check out the InfoWars MD line. While you're at it, get a high-quality water filtration, get storable food, get books, get films, get T-shirts. All of it will enrich your life, inform your mind, and keep us on the air. That's critical right now. I humbly thank you for your support. Now please go to InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Remember, they arrested the founder of Telegram. Now, Telegram's FAQ has had a moderation. There used to be a question that said, had an answer that said, all Telegram chats and group chats are private amongst their participants. We do not process any requests related to them. That has now been taken down. So it's exactly what I suspected. And I'm not going to sit here and make any judgments about Telegram's founders based off of this, but it's exactly what I suspected. They're going to put him in jail. And they're going to twist his arm to get him to cooperate. And that's exactly, it would appear, exactly what's been done. So, you know, you're facing life in prison or God knows what they were doing to him in there. And they say, hey, look, we just want access to your thing. Or, you know, if we request access, you need to give us what we asked for. We'll let you out of here and, you know, you can stay out until we conclude this matter. And, okay. But based off the removal of that FAQ, I would guess that that's probably how this is going down. All right. We are going to be joined coming up in the last hour. We're going to be taking your calls on health issues, health concerns. And when RFK Jr. is campaigning now for Trump and talking about the seed oils and talking about the poisons they put in the food and chronic diseases and everything, we're going to talk about that with Dr. Diane Kaiser coming up. Because, look, politics is obviously big and it's important, and it's where the InfoWars ship cruises into. But you know, one of the first things that really got me involved in InfoWars, because I was kind of a health guy, fitness guy, long before I was politics. And really, the first stuff that kind of got me onto InfoWars was finding out about the health stuff and the guests that used to come on here talking about the health stuff and the food supply and the water supply. And so this is a big, important aspect. And this is why we sell supplements, because we want you to be healthy. We want you to know about the attack on you with the food supply, the water supply. And so that's coming up, and we'll take your calls coming up as well. But that's why we sell the supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. And I cannot recommend enough to you Vitamin Mineral Fusion. And why do I start every day with Vitamin Mineral Fusion? Well, that's because you can look at the label yourself. More than 100% your daily value of vitamin A, vitamin B6, vitamin B12, vitamin C, vitamin D, and so much more in one scoop. In one scoop of Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Plus, it's got things in there that you're probably deficient in or not getting any. CoQ10, NAC, boron, and so much more. So this thing is loaded. One scoop. It tastes great. By the way, this stuff sells out frequently because of how popular it is. And so if you're a big fan of Vitamin Mineral Fusion like I am, get it while it's in supply. 25% off right now. Perfect 5-star reviews. Read the reviews for yourself. And I was going to bring this up. I will bring this up with Dr. Diane Kaiser coming up. When they first came out with these sports drinks, they were actually good for you. I won't even drink these sports drinks now. I could tell you the names of them, but everybody knows the most popular sports drinks. When they first came out, it was good for you. It was water and potassium and just like 5 ingredients that was actually good for you. Now it's all high fructose corn syrup and sugar and all this other garbage. And so you just don't want to drink it anymore. Vitamin Mineral Fusion. None of the garbage, all of the good stuff, and it tastes great. 25% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, let's get through some of this other stuff before we are joined by the doctor. Here, speaking of RFK Jr., talking about this health issue in clip 8.
We're going to send a very strong message out that people who are my supporters, we want them to vote for President Trump. If we're going to accomplish the mission that I set out to accomplish when I got into this campaign, to end the censorship, to end the surveillance, to get out of Ukraine war and unravel the war machine, and the chronic disease epidemic, the only way to do that is to get President Trump in the White House and me into Washington. So we're going to pull out all the stops to make sure that happens.
Make America healthy again. And we're a welcoming people in the Trump movement. See, we're actually the good guys. We're the people you want to live next door to. We're the people that you want driving by when you have a flat tire. We're the people you want to babysit your kids. Not you know, the anti-common sense jerk-off liberals. So when RFK Jr. and Nicole Shanahan decided to come out and endorse Donald Trump, they got nothing but love, nothing but open arms, and they've talked about such. Even Cenk Uygur from the Young Turks is addressing this now. Listen to this, and the replies to this are hilarious. As you post this on X last night, agree with online right-wingers 2%. Their reaction is welcoming you to the party. MAGA welcomes you. Agree with an online leftist only 90% of the time. They call you a Nazi. Yeah, Kamala Harris, the party, the campaign of love and joy. The campaign of psychotic freaks. But see, okay. So yeah, we can talk about the personality traits of a conservative versus a liberal. Everybody knows. But there's a larger thing here too. What is Cenk maybe inadvertently realizing or maybe not? Leftists are totalitarians. I've been saying this for how long? They are totalitarians. You cannot stray. You cannot stray even 1% or you're out. They need 100% agreement and they need 100% power. That's the only way the left can operate and exist. Even the Young Turks realizing this. How about that? And again, the replies to this are hilarious. Like, oh, welcome, Cenk. Like, oh, we love you. Great to have Young Turks on board. You know, Cenk was running for president as the Democrat. I think he got more votes than Kamala. Yeah, yes, he did. Cenk Uygur of the Young Turks got more votes than Kamala Harris. Why isn't he on the ticket? They stole it from you. Can you believe that, Cenk? Mm-mm-mm. What a shame that they would do you so dirty. We're here to welcome you, though. All right, James O'Keefe. We played the new O'Keefe Media Group report on the Washington Redskins guy who I properly predicted would be out of a job. Now he is. But listen to the mainstream media. James O'Keefe responding to mainstream media lies and twists about his story in clip 4.
The Commanders suspended their vice president of content today after an undercover video was published online. In the video, Rael Inteen makes comments about the intelligence of NFL fans, the personal backgrounds of NFL players, and how he views NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell. It does not appear that Inteen was aware that he was being recorded. An outlet named O'Keefe Media Group published the video. James O'Keefe is the CEO and creator. He was the founder of Project Veritas, you may remember, which was a conservative activist group known for its use of undercover stings and other deceptive tactics in an effort to discredit mainstream media organizations.
I'm not discrediting him. I'm actually crediting him, showing him saying things in his own words. It's his words, and I'm publishing his words that came out of his mouth. And it's on video.
And progressive groups. News 4 reached out to O'Keefe for comment. We are still waiting to hear back.
This video is my comment, and I just sent it to you.
Discredited. It's literally his words. He discredited it. No, I'm giving him credit. I published his own words. Now, if we could only get James O'Keefe off of those that toxic cereal, we'd be all good.
And people are listening to me are like, well, I don't believe in Jesus. I don't believe in the devil either. Oh, no, you've been captured. Because if you don't believe in Jesus or you don't believe in the devil, is the devil telling you that? There's a blindfold. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 4:4 that the devil, that's the god of this world, has put a veil over people so that they don't see the light of the gospel. So, like, one day I'm just crying out and praying for the nation because, like I said, my main job in this world is an intercessor for the nations, and then my side hustle is being a doctor and a businesswoman. I can't believe that in 2024, you're still in a position where you can get a serious disease from COVID, end up with COVID lung symptoms, and possibly die. So please, please, just listen to me. Go on drstellamd.com, do a telemedicine appointment, get hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin in your medicine cabinet today. And of course, if you go on our website, if you use promo code Alex, you're going to get a discount. For people right now, for a family, if you want to like build defense for your family, is to get Covivites, to get the Pox Defense. And if you have children, get the Immunovites for children because it has zinc, it has elderberry. So this is what we're calling right now the Trifecta Family Pack. So you get the immune defense for your family, you get defense against pox, you get defense against, build your immunity against COVID, against bird flu and dengue and all these other RNA viruses. So my advice, please listen to me. Go on our website, drstellamd.com. And of course, if you go on our website, if you use promo code Alex, you're going to get a discount. We put this together to help you, but I just want you to get it. Get it in your head that we are at a time when they want to destroy humanity. And because they're going to try to destroy humanity, we have to be prepared. Only those that are paranoid, that are prepared, would survive. So that is my pledge, and that is what we do. Your pledge is to make sure that you prepare you and your family. And of course, if you go on our website, if you use promo code Alex, you're going to get a discount.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.